Grown-ups, this show is made possible by supporters like you. Please consider donating at our website, yougoask.com.
You go ask. You go.
You go.
No, you go ask.
No, you go ask.
Welcome to You Go Ask. You've got questions, we've got answers. I'm Jason.
And I'm Allie, and we're both elementary school teachers.
Today's question comes from Penny in Brockport, New York.
Hi, my name's Penny, and I live in Brockport, New York. How do you become a teacher?
Thank you, Penny. How do you become a teacher? Allie, I think this is a really great first question because I also think it allows us to introduce ourselves and talk about how and why we both became teachers. We took different paths. When I was young, I didn't ever think I would be an elementary school classroom teacher. You did though, right?
Yeah, I always wanted to be an elementary school teacher.
Let me first say becoming a teacher is a lot like other jobs, whether you want to be a social worker, an urban planner. You're going to go to school a lot. First, you're going to finish elementary school, and then you've got middle school and high school. Then you're going to go to college, which is a special school for grownups where you learn all about teaching or other careers. And then you're going to practice teaching. Before you get your own class, you spend time in real classrooms watching other teachers and practicing with kids. And then you're going to get a license or a certification. That's like a special badge or a certificate that says, yes, you are ready to teach. And then kind of lastly, like anything, you're just going to keep learning. Even after you become a teacher, you keep learning new ideas so that you can help your students. Allie and I are always going to professional development, right?
Yeah, we're always learning. So I feel like we're always students, never-ending students. Vocab check. What is professional development?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the vocab check. Professional development is a way that you can continue to learn. I think about it this way, Penny. You might already know how to swim, but your parents might sign you up for swim classes and you're kind of like, I already know how to swim, but you can always get better at swimming. And professional development is for teachers who want to keep getting better at teaching. You know, Allie, the thing that I think is the most important when becoming a teacher is that practice teaching. It's when you're a student teacher, and we are both mentor teachers now, and we've had student teachers. That year and a half is really, really important. Can you imagine if you got on a plane and the pilot came on over the intercom and said, I just want to let everybody know that today is my first flight and hang in there. It's like, no, that's not what you want from anybody. You don't want to be there the first time they learn how to fly a plane. And just like a teacher, it took us a lot of practice before we felt comfortable to have our own classroom.
Yeah. So I feel like it's super important to be a student teacher. So it's like we're practicing how to be a teacher, right? So trying new strategies or things that we learned in our teacher program while our mentor teacher helps us. And so trying things that work or maybe learning what didn't work in our classroom.
Now, I want to hear your story, Allie. Even though we've been colleagues for close to 15 years, I don't know your full story. You knew very early that you wanted to be a teacher. How old were you?
I would say elementary school.
Wow, okay.
So really young.
So explain your path. You knew early on that you wanted to be a teacher. Did you just go to college at 9 or 10?
I wish, but no. I knew early on I wanted to work with kids. But if you asked me in elementary school, like when I was 7 or 8, and they asked you, what would you like to be when you grow up? I originally said dentist and doctor.
Nice, okay.
Because I had a lot of family members who were dentists and doctors. But I realized really quickly I did not like blood. So that was definitely not for me.
Good choice.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I knew I wanted to work with children. So after high school, I went to college.
How did you know that though? How did you know you wanted to work with kids?
I had a lot of cousins.
Okay.
So every time we would pick them up, I would teach them the games that I learned in school. I would help them with their homework. And I eventually learned that I just loved hanging out with them, teaching them new things. And apparently, without even me knowing that I wanted to be a teacher quite yet, I did a lot of volunteer work with kids. So whether it was tutoring or just playing games with them, which was pretty fun.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. So once I was in high school, you know, I did a lot of volunteer work with some kids. I went to college, studied education, which means I learned all about how kids learn. And then when I finished college, I became a preschool teacher, taught little kids from like 2 to 4 year olds, but I didn't want to change diapers anymore. So I went back to school to learn how to work with older kids. And that's when I got my teaching credential. So it's kind of like a special license.
Older kids being still elementary school.
Still elementary school. So like kindergarten through fifth grade. Yeah. And so I got my license, kind of like a driver's license, but for teachers. I'm not driving though. And then I went back to school again to get my national boards, which is like a big project that teachers do to show that they just want to continue learning and growing.
That's a big deal.
It is. So after national boards, I started doing graduate school, which is like college. It's for adults who want to keep learning even more about their jobs. And so I joined a special program where I could learn how to be a leader. So that would be like a coach or a principal at a school. And so learning how to support teachers, students, families, so that our school can be the best place for everyone to learn and grow. So what was your path, Jason?
My path was much different. It was nice. You were helping your cousins. I was just outside playing as a kid. And when I went to college, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. I thought maybe I wanted to be a journalist. And then I said, no, I want to work in business. I want to be in marketing. And when I got out of college, I discovered that I didn't like a lot of things. And I tried a lot of different jobs. And it wasn't until I was 30 and I moved to San Francisco did I fall into education. I met somebody who worked at an after-school program who hired me. Through that after-school program, I realized, hey, you know what? I really like this. So what you were feeling when you were 7, 8, 9, 10, I didn't feel until I was 30, but I really liked helping kids. And I felt like it was something I was good at. And it felt really rewarding. And the staff here at the school where we still teach in San Francisco said, hey, why don't you just get your teaching credential? And I said, okay. And I did. And I was lucky enough to get a job here at the school and continue teaching. I have been teaching second grade for 3 years, and I taught fifth grade for 8 years. You've been teaching fourth grade for how many years?
12 years.
12 years. Yeah. You know, you always knew you wanted to be a teacher. I discovered it really late. I love that you brought up the idea of, you know, when people ask you, and I think kids get asked all the time, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's typical that kids will say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a dentist. I want to be a police officer. I would love to see in that hallway bulletin board a picture of a student holding up a sign that says, I don't know. Because I think it's okay not to know what you want to be. What I will say, Penny, you could have asked because you just want to know how to become a teacher and you're just curious. You could also be saying, hey, you know, I'm interested in teaching. How do I become a teacher? What I would say, one of the cool things about being a teacher that maybe you can't do if you're interested in other jobs is you could be teaching right now. You could be helping, you know, your siblings. You could be helping your cousins. I just told my students the other day, Allie, that there can't just be one teacher in the classroom. I can't be the only person. I've got a classroom of 22 students, and I can't be the only one who's the teacher. They have to be willing to step in and to help their friends and to show something and to demonstrate it. And I think, in fact, students learn better from their friends than they do from their teachers at times. That when a friend shows you how to do something, that sticks a little bit better. So Penny, you can absolutely be a teacher right now. Help the people around you in your class. Help the people around you at home.
So I agree with you, Jason. I mean, I feel like teaching is all about helping others. It's not just knowing the subjects like math and reading. It's also about caring for other people, right? So making learning fun, building a community. For me, that's huge. I have 33 students in my classroom and one teacher. And so I really do rely on my students to act like co-teachers. And I really couldn't do it without them. And so I feel like even though I'm a teacher, I'm also learning from my students every day. And so I'm sure, Penny, you are already a teacher in your classroom every single day and helping out your teacher. So you're probably a co-teacher already.
Thanks to Penny in Brockport for their question. If you'd like to submit your own You Go Ask, visit our website with your grown-up at yougoask.com. You can record and upload your question right there. And I taught eighth grade for fifth year. And I taught eighth grade. I flipped them. I transposed.